This weekend, Pastor Kenan Roberts of the Destiny Church in North Glen, Colorado, was staging his annual Halloween production called Hell House. Hell House is like a haunted house where visitors travel from room to spooky room, but the scares don't come from ghouls and goblins. They come from watching scenes depicting sinful behavior. For the past decade, Pastor Roberts has been selling Hell House how-to kits, complete with script and sound effects, to church groups across the country. From member station KQED, Alex Cohen reports on the Hell House kit that wound up in the hands of a Hollywood producer.
Hollywood Hell House, much like the original Hell House, takes the audience on a tour straight to hell.
First, you will meet Tracy. I gave Tracy her first taste of the occult when she was reading Goosebumps. She got further into the occult when she started reading Harry Potter.
Demon tour guides lead visitors through various rooms to see actors perform scenes out of Pastor Robert's script.
Now look what Tracy's into!
An actress playing Tracy, now into Satan worship, is strapped to a table and cut open with a butcher knife as part of a human sacrifice.
Take her!
Other scenes show the perils of abortion, homosexuality, going to raves, and listening to heavy metal music. Throughout the evening, the message behind the original Hell House script is quite clear. To avoid hell, one must accept Jesus Christ.
Give your life to Jesus, Steve, before it's too late!
Performances of Hell House have been staged thousands of times by church groups throughout the country. At the end of the tour, visitors are usually given the opportunity to pray and asked to fill out information cards so that church members can follow up with them. Earlier this year, a producer in Hollywood named Maggie Rowe purchased a Hell House kit from Pastor Roberts. Rowe grew up in a fundamentalist household, and as a child, she says, she was terrorized by the idea that she could wind up in hell.
I was always worried about it because the big thing was, you know, did you have enough faith?
As an adult, Rowe has a very different take on hell, and she wanted to expose audiences to what the fundamentalist Hell House is all about. Her Hollywood Hell House has added a few Tinseltown touches. They use more special effects than most church groups do. Comedians like Bill Maher, Richard Belzer, and Andy Richter have appeared in the roles of Satan and Jesus. But, says producer Maggie Rowe, they didn't change any of the language. In her view, the script was already so over the top, they didn't need to parody it any further.
I would love, once everyone has gone through, for them to think that the idea of a literal hell is laughable, to show the ridiculousness of literalism. That's really my goal. It's not against Christianity. It's specifically targeted at fundamentalism.
Rowe says it's all about context. By taking Hell House out of its traditional fundamentalist setting and placing it in the midst of Hollywood, it becomes subtle satire. Audiences tend to respond with laughter, but Rowe says she was surprised a few times when audience members actually thanked her for demonstrating the dangers of sin.
He loves my Jesus.
Hollywood Hell House has been sold out for weeks, but the production has also had plenty of critics. After watching a recent performance, Judy Wunsch says she found the show appalling.
This fundamentalism is as far from my beliefs as it can be. I found the idea of making the whole thing an object of humor very offensive.
And then there's the author of the original Hell House, Pastor Kenan Roberts.
They say that imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, but sequels also never quite measure up.
Roberts came to L.A. a few months ago to see the premiere of Hollywood Hell House. He says he was disappointed to see his work treated like a sketch from Saturday Night Live, but he adds the producers can't damage the original message of his script.
Ultimately, if they do not accept Jesus Christ as their personal savior and become Christians, hell will also be their destiny. And I wonder if while they're in hell, if they'll still be telling people there is no hell.
Pastor Kenan Roberts has recently added a Maggie Rowe lookalike to the lost soul suffering in his production of Hell House. The real Maggie Rowe hopes to take Hollywood Hell House to New York next Halloween. For NPR News, I'm Alex Cohen in Los Angeles.